The hospitality at Salmon Camp is unmatched. I was quickly offered a homemade dessert. It looks suspiciously similar to a cake of muddy stream sediment. I decline and find out quickly that the young scientists are analyzing stream bottoms on one of the final days of camp.
We're sifting sediments from Bear Creek and Hanson Creek.
High school students from Dillingham and around the state are studying the life cycle of salmon for this year's salmon camp. They went out to Bear Creek and Hanson Creek to collect and analyze a few fish.
Use these big nets to bring in all the fish, and we took them out of the net and we put them in a little cage, or we just sent them on the measurement. We took the measurement and then we weighed them. And
Natalie Talcott is an incoming sophomore from Anchorage. On the water with the students was Clint Ray, a research technician from the Bristol Bay campus. He helped to show the students the full range of the salmon life cycle.
That's one of the things that the students are looking for, is spawning behavior, and we take a look at some reds. We talk about how those reds are constructed, and then the students get to kind of watch the salmon either work on their reds or sort of do what it's called the salmon dance, where they kind of guard their reds and the males and females sort of court each other. We didn't see any spawning this year. I don't know whether we've ever really witnessed that. We hike up there and we observe for about a half an hour. We didn't get to see that, but looking at the reds, we did see some eggs in the reds, and the students were really excited about that.
Students take copious notes and data measurements. Once all that information is collected, students then ask smart scientific questions to make sense of everything. I interrupt one group that's hard at work crunching the numbers. Raina is from White Mountain.
We're finding the difference between Bear Creek and Hanson Creek. One of the first differences we're doing is the creek profiling. Another difference is the gender, like if there's more females in this creek or more females in a different creek. We're doing the different lengths of the fish.
The students are also off the grid for the week. They learn about alternative energy with an operation that includes solar panels, a windmill, batteries, and a bicycle that can charge devices. Dr. Tom Marsick from the campus helped to set up the system. Natalie's research aims to better understand the camp's needs.
The main question is this: if it is possible to run Camp Polaris on our charging our laptops and everything on solely renewable sources. We haven't had a whole lot of wind though for the windmill. We have that hasn't been going very much at all. But we've been using our solar since the nice weather lately, and the bike works pretty well.
The intense research is part of a 100-level credit course through the Bristol Bay campus. Dr. Todd Radenbaugh from the Bristol Bay campus led the course about the scientific method called A Natural History of Salmon in the Wood-Tikchik Lakes.
Well, I think the coolest takeaway that the students articulated to me was that how fun science was and how easy it can be if you're into the projects. It's not something that only scientists do. It's something that anyone can do as long as they understand the process and how going through the methodology. So you have defensible data at the end and everyone learns something, and then most importantly, you share what you learned.
The students presented those findings to the community at BBEDC following the camp. It's not all spreadsheets and documents, though. The students enjoyed the spectacular sunny weather and got out on the water.
It was one of the first salmon camps that we had sunburn.
The students assisted in the testing of the campus's new underwater ROV. Carl Clark is the salmon camp coordinator for BBEDC. He says the students' quick learning was downright
and
impressive.
Just absorbing all that, it was great to watch. And seeing that this last group here, we have a mix of students, a lot of students that are here in the Dillingham area, and a lot of students around the state. We have some from Homer, Seward, White Mountain, Anchorage, and how they meshed. And they meshed very, very well and kind of helped each other out and getting data and mingled in with each other right away.
There were three sessions this summer, one for 6th and 7th graders, one for 8th and 9th graders, and finally the sophomores and juniors. Another partner is the Fish and Wildlife Service. You can check out photos of this year's salmon camp at our website, kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.